Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal housing lender.
Back at Riverview High School in Searcy, those of you that might be wondering why you didn't hear the name Colton Peters in the starting lineup, I talked to Josh Fulcher about that a couple of days ago. He was telling me that Colton's just getting out of football, so it may take him just a little bit more to get fully ready, fully prepped as much as some of these other guys have been. So we'll definitely be hearing, seeing him later on in this game. It will be Matt Jones jumping center for Riverview, for Mountain Home. It is for Riverview. They will be going with Seth Vaughn to try to win the tip. And we are just about ready to get underway with this boys game. Ball is up in the air, and the tip, well, will be controlled by Mountain Home. The ball was actually tipped by Riverview, right to one of Vaughn's teammates, but he couldn't handle it. Ball went out of bounds. Mountain Home will inbound it on the far sideline. Here is Ben into the front court, dribbles to the right wing, gives it to Cresilius. Up top now to Cruz, over to Ben on the left wing. Gives it to Cresilius on the paint, going up for the layup, good. And Mountain Home strikes first as we are 20 seconds in. Back the other way, going up for the layup is Quentin Brown. And just like that, we are tied up. Two all, as we are 30 seconds into this game. Here's Ben back the other way from Mountain Home, and he's going to be double teamed, and a foul be called against the Raiders. Quentin Brown picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Riverview. Cresilius inbound on the near sideline, gets up top to Ben. Now he's going to drill to the right elbow. Up top now to Bashir, thought about three, now throws it over to Cresilius in the right left corner. He is going to take a screen, up to, drills up to the wing, gives up top to Benton. Ben will drill to the right side. Now Ben will throw it to Bashir's over on the left wing, cross court. Now he drills to the corner, over to Cruz on the wing. Cruz drills up to the top, gives it to Ben on the right side, over to Cresilius in the corner. Cresilius is going to dribble towards the lane. Now he's being double-teamed, and his pass was knocked out of bounds by Seth Vaughn. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home keeping possession with 6:48 left of the first quarter. Ben takes the inbound pass in the right corner. He's going to pull up just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound controlled by Arnett. He's quickly back the other way for Riverview. Now he'll throw it to Vaughn. Now back up top to Arnett. Miles Arnett dribbling towards the elbow. Kicks it out on the left side to Brown. Now goes back up top to Arnett. Arnett dribbles toward the right side. Now takes the screen. Now it's home in a man-to-man defense. Now ball goes back to Brown on the right wing. Brown dribbles toward the free throw line. Now he's going into the lane, and he's going to be fouled. And it'll be Riverview inbounding the ball on the baseline. That foul's on Matt Jones, his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers. 6:16 left in the first quarter. We're knotted up at two apiece. And a foul away from the ball on Mountain Home. I think they're going to get Jones once again. And just like that, he's going to have to come out of the game. Wyatt Gilbert's going to check in for Jones after he picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number two. Inbound pass this time goes to Brown. He has it on the left wing. Now he's dribbling into the lane, going up for the layup. It goes in. Quentin Brown with all four of Riverview's points so far, and Riverview has their first lead of the game. 4-2 our score with 6 minutes left of the first quarter. Here is Gilbert back the other way, throwing it to Cresilius. He's going to pull up just outside the paint for the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Brown. Brown has it on the right wing. He's going into the lane. He's going to kick it out on the left side to Arnett for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by by Vaughn. He's going to be called for the offensive foul as he has barreled his way back and tried to barrel his way back into the paint. Seth Vaughn with his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Raiders. That's the first turnover against Riverview as well. 5:38 left of the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court. The full court man for Riverview. Ball goes over to Benton on the right wing. Benton will dribble up top. Gives it to Cruz. Gives it now to Crisilius near the free throw line. Down to Brashears in the left corner. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Riverview. Back quickly come the Raiders. Here is Arnett into the front court. Going into the lane for the layup. And another offensive foul. Baylor Crisilius right there in the paint to draw the charge. And that is Miles Arnett picking up his first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Raiders. And second turnover against Riverview as well. 5:16 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball trailing by two. Now Riverview's going to cheat and do a little trap press. But Mountain Home's able to break it. Here's Casillas in the front court giving it to Benton on the right side. Over the left now to Brashears. He's going to pull up there on the wing for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound tipped out by Gilbert to Brashears. Mountain Home's going to keep possession. Here's Benton with the ball on the right side. He'll take the screen from Casillas. Throws it over to Gilbert on the left wing. Now he's going down towards the paint. Kicks out to Cruz on the wing. Up top now to Crisilius. Over to Ben on the right side. Ben dribbled the ball right off the foot of Quentin Brown. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home keeping possession. The Riverview crowd wanted them to say it was off of Ben's leg, but they're going to say no, that's not the case. Colton Peters checking in the game for the first time tonight as he replaces Talon Benton. Peters, a 6'4 senior. By the way, Gilbert, a 5'10 sophomore. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier. Gilbert has the ball right now at the top. He drills to the right wing. Now up top to Cruz. Tried to get it to Casillas. Ball is knocked away, but Brashears had it for a moment. But steal this time by Riverview back the other way. And picking up a foul was Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Raiders. 4:18 left of the first quarter. Riverview with the ball leading 4-2. Inbound pass knocked away by Brashears. They're going to say off Brashears. No, they're going to say it was off Brashears. Brashears tried to inbound it, but they say no, it's Riverview basketball. So Brown will give it to Arnett, who will set up the offense. He has it between the circles. Throws it on the left side to Brown. And his pass was knocked away, stolen by Cruz, and back comes Mountain Home. Third turnover against Riverview. Less than 4 minutes left of the first quarter. Mountain Home trailing the Raiders 4-2. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throwing it over to Casillas on the left wing. Up top now to Brashears. Over to Peters on the right side near the corner. Now he drills that a little more on the wing. Now throw it up top to Casillas. Finds Cruz in the paint. He's going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Quentin Brown picks up his second personal foul, team foul number four, against the Raiders. So a two-shot opportunity coming up for Luke Cruz. First shot is up. No good. Well, they can't tie it now, but he can still cut the margin to a point. There's 3:39 left in this first quarter. Second shot for Cruz is up, and he gets the 1-of-2. His first point of the night, 4-3, Riverview leading it. Back come the Raiders. Here's Arnett with it on the left wing. Ball goes up top now to Arnett. Now he's going to be fouled, a little touch foul against Colton Peters. That's his first personal foul, team foul number four. Against the Bombers. Talon Benton's going to check back into the game for Mountain Home as he replaces Hunter Brashears. By the way, Ashton Williams checked in a little bit ago for Riverview. Here is Brown with it, throwing it over on the right side to Brookins. Now ball goes up top to Vaughn. Vaughn's going toward the free throw line, now kicks out to Brown on the left side. Brown's going towards the lane now. He's going to kick out to Arnett. Up top now to Vaughn. Vaughn's going to throw it into Williams. And another offensive foul. Wyatt Gilbert there to there in the paint to take the charge. Seth Vaughn picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 5 against Riverview. Seth Vaughn's going to check out of the game, as will Quentin Brown, as they're replaced by Landon Chandler, a 5'4"11 senior. And the other one to check in for Riverview was, see if I can find someone I don't have on my roster. Ball goes up top now to Ben. Now pass to Peters is knocked away. Stolen by Arnett. Arnett going into the lane. Going up, pull up for the jumper. Good. Miles Arnett with his first 2 points of the night. 6-3 Riverview leading it. 2:37 left of the first quarter. Cruz takes him about pass. Throws it into the front court to Ben. As they break the press, going into the lane for the layup. A little strong. No good. Vercellius gets offensive rebound, and he's going to be fouled. Landon Chandler picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 6, against the Raiders. 2:27 left here in the first quarter. Cruz has the ball on the low block. He's going to go up for the layup, off the glass and in. Luke Cruz in perfect position there to get that pass and go up for the layup. He now has 3 points, 6-5, Riverview leading it, 2:12 left. Here's Arnett going into the lane. Now kicks it out to Williams. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound is controlled by – I'm sorry, that was Overstreet. But by the way, that Ashton Williams was the one who I figured out on my roster. So going up for the three-pointer was down home, no good. Back the other way, Riverview goes up for a three-pointer of their own. They will not get it to go. And this time, Mountain Home comes up with another rebound. Here is Ben with the ball up at the top. Over now to Casillas near the elbow. Back to Ben. He has the ball on the left wing. Up top to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with his first 3 points of the night. And Mountain Home has taken the lead back. 8-6 our score with 1:18 left of the first quarter. Here's Arnett with the ball up at the top. He's going to throw it to Overstreet in the corner. Now Overstreet's going to go down into the lane. Going to go up for the layup, off the glass, and in. Cahill Overstreet with his first 2 points of the night. We're knotted up at 8 apiece with 1 minute left of this first quarter. Vercellius into the front court, gives up top to Gilbert. 50 seconds left. Gilbert dribbles to the left wing. Now he's going towards the corner. Now throws up top to Vercellius. Over to Ben on the right side. Now up top to Cruz. Over to Peters. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Mountzone gets the lead back, leading 10-8 with 25 seconds left of the first quarter. Arnett rails into the front court, and Riverview is going to be content to hold for the last shot of the quarter. Arnett still with the ball up at the top. It's like a 2-3 zone for Mountain Home right now. Arnett with the ball still at the top, 5 seconds left, and he's going to go up for the three-pointer. Cannot get it to go, but Mountain Home commits a foul, and 3 free throws are coming up with 3.9 seconds left. That foul is on Wyatt Gilbert, his second personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Bombers. First free throw for Arnett is up, no good. That was the first free throw attempt for anybody for the Raiders tonight. Second shot is up, good. So he can tie it back up with this next free throw. Hunter Bashir is going to check back into the game, replacing Luke Cruz. Third free throw is up. Will not go. Gets one of three. Bashir gets the rebound. This pass is knocked away. Gets it to Gilbert, though. And Mountain Home's not going to get a shot off before the end of the quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Riverview 10-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and 2 Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible.